Here's a story called Dicey Business. The soldiers who knelt beneath Jesus' cross and cast lots for his clothes surely represent the low point of the use of a dice. But if their deeds were uniquely abhorrent, their method was commonplace. Dice, by all accounts, were among the first objects created specifically to summon, interpret, or manipulate fate. In ancient times, dice helped pass the time, make decisions, distribute property, and even commute with the gods. The ancient Egyptians and Greeks both made dice called astragals. Astragals are still used in the Arab world today, but dice have taken other forms as well, from golf ball size, many-sided pieces once used in Egypt, to tiny cubes a fifth of an inch across used in China. Today's familiar six-sided dice, with the opposite sides adding up to a lucky number 7, have been in use since at least 1573 BC. In Egyptian legend, Nut, the goddess of the sky, used dice to escape a curse laid upon her by Ra, the sun god. Ra was angered that Nut had wed her twin brother. Jeb declared that she would not be able to bear a child on any day of the year. Thom, the god of magic, pitied Nut and played dice with the moon on her behalf. The stakes were a portion of the moon's light. Thor prevailed and he added his radiant winnings, the equivalent of 5 days' light, to the Egyptian year, then 360 days in length. Thus, Nut was able to have 5 children, and the world gained a 365-day. Dice figured in Greek myth too. It was said that the gods rolled dice to divide up the universe, with Zeus winning the earth, Poseidon the sea, and Hades the underworld. Today's dice games are somewhat more mundane. In the United States, the favorite is craps, the two dice game derived from the English game of hazard and developed by black Mississippi riverboat gamblers in the 19th century. The shooter wins if he rolls a 7 or an 11, both naturals in gaming parlance. He loses if he rolls a 2, 3 or 12. If on his first 3, he tosses a 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 or 10, his point, he shoots again until the game is resolved. He wins if he rolls his point again before he throws a 7, and he loses if he rolls a 7 before repeating his point. Craps is fast, entertaining and immensely popular, and in many places illegal. Craps have been blamed for many ills and social disasters, including the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. Tradition holds that Mrs. O'Leary's cow was responsible, having kicked over a lantern in the barn and creating the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. But another possible explanation surfaced several decades later. A Chicago businessman named Lewis Kahn claimed in his will that he had knocked over the lantern himself during a particularly exciting crap game, then laid the blame on the heifer. Kahn regretted his act. "When I knocked over the lantern," he wrote, "I was winning." This is Barry Mack.